Hey, the big Jima, Ogasa, Ogama. Oh yeah, welcome to the fifth episode in the second season of the Big Jima's podcast. I am your host, The Fisayo. This is a community where we share our big dreams and how we can overcome the odds of life, thereby growing together. Our focus this season is on Nigeria. And I will be discussing with my several guests on how we can continue to dream big and make an impact in spite of the several problems we face in Nigeria. Today, my guest, Bella Rose, will be walking us through our journey as a media personality in Nigeria. So sit tight, drive carefully, do not be too comfortable on that bed. Just make sure you enjoy this podcast.
Thank you for joining.
Yay, finally made it happen.
No problem, it's fine. So before we start, and I ask you a question, today is going to be more of a discussion anyways. We're centering our topic this season on Nigeria. And yeah, before we like say anything, who are you? What do you do? Let's know more about you for those who do not know you.
If I go into details, that will be the entire name of the podcast. Just joking. So as you know already, I'm Bella Rose Okoje, and I'm a media personality. I work on radio. I said I'm a media personality. I'm on radio by morning, by day, and I am a content person by noon and night. So I work on CTFM as the morning show host from 5 to 11 a.m. And right after that, I resume as the head of the web and broadcast content team of TechCityEng.com. We are content creators for tech events, and we also cover what is happening in the tech ecosystem in Nigeria. We review gadgets and the advancement of the tech ecosystem and the startup ecosystem as well. We also are into commercial production, and that is with regards to copywriting, audio and sound design, really the whole nine yards of video news, Green Street Media. And so I function there as well, both as a voiceover artist and as a part of the creative team. And other times I'm an actor. I also do some content creation for many other brands, and I write. I'm also an editor.
I say, oh, what? You, oh my God, this is still going on and on and on.
Yeah, I will stop there.
I didn't even know you were.
That's basically it. Oh, I am. So, yeah, that's basically it. I mean, quite honestly, I can't say there is an actual recipe. Okay. I guess when you love what you do, it's not going to seem as if you are doing that much work. So when people ask me, how do you mix all of these things together? It's because I really enjoy what I do. So it's not work as such. I'm just really having a good time. So yeah, that's how I'm able to stay motivated and just remain in those spaces.
So if you were to choose one amongst everything you do, which one would you say you would not want to sleep a day without doing?
That's a very difficult one, because they're almost the same thing and just performing in different capacities, you know. But it's basically the same. So I would not be able to sleep if I don't, especially sharing information and just broadcasting something, you know, with my mouth and not like a WhatsApp broadcast message or something. So that's basically all I'm about. It's about expressing, you know, myself through information sharing. That's literally what I live for. So in whatever capacity I'm going to do that,
media
I will do every day of my
life. How did it all start? Like, what led to the kickstart?
I really think that it started from a talent, you know, from a place of talent. Because before I even got into the university to try to figure out what I wanted to do, I've always just wanted to be in front of a camera, you know, just doing something. So whether it was news reading or anything like that, that has always been my forte. And so when my sister began music, my sister is Benita Okoja Adeyina, by the way, I would follow her to a lot of interviews. And once in a while, I would have my 5 minutes of fame, you know. And it made me really interested in going big with it, you know, because I would see how the cameras were moving. I would see TV presenters, and it just looked very fancy. I loved how it looked. And so my dad also noticed that I had a thing for just being expressive, you know, particularly with talking and all of that. And so he encouraged me to continue with that. So he also did give me a few things to do when my sister had to record her music videos and all of that. So that kind of, you know, made me start learning what I needed to learn, because my dad was also very, very invested in the media industry. And so when I got into the university, it was not so much about studying what I wanted to become, but, you know, getting that education, but still honing that skill on the side. And so right after I finished university, a lot of the things I had learned even before I got into school, by virtue of working with my dad, who was a big media person, you know, from Time, all of these things became useful for me as I got into, first off, was publications. I first, you know, worked with a few publication houses, and then I moved to interning for radio stations, just learning the basics. And when I had to serve, I served at AIT, and then, you know, things kind of skyrocketed from there. Yes. From Ray Power to Inspiration FM, and I'm now at City FM.
So what person you would say inspired your journey is your dad, basically?
But it was more from a place of talents, you know, because it was there, and then thankfully my dad was able to discover it and encourage me to continue in that line. I just feel blessed that I'm able to kind of make a living from the talent that God has blessed me with.
So what then inspired your name, Bella Rose, on Instagram?
Say that again. That's my
Rose.
That's my birth name. Rose? That's actually that's my name. Serious? That's the name. That's my birth certificate. People hardly believe that. Yes. Yes, that's a very interesting story to be honest. So I used to bear Belinda before, and then when I was still pretty little, my parents found out that the meaning of Belinda was beautiful serpent, and so they decided to change the name, you know, and then they got information about a few other names. And then we talked about it and said, okay, which would you rather have? And we checked the meanings of these names. And then we saw Bella. They asked, would you like this? And I'm like, okay, fine. It means beautiful. Oh,
well, it's so interesting that you were able to that one. Discussion of your own name. Like, pretty much took up the name their parents gave them. But you were given the opportunity to choose. That's awesome.
Yeah. My parents are very, they're quite liberal, very unconventional, not unorthodox, really. They believe very strongly in children being able to have a stake
in their life. For instance, the reason really why I thought you'd be a perfect guest on
to a large extent,
because of some of the videos I've seen, I feel like I see a passion in you. Especially when it comes to some topics or issues in Nigeria, I see how you voice out your emotions, and you will not be able to think towards that line, or you will not be able to think out loud and talk out loud if you were not raised that way, if your parents had not discovered that in you and give you the freedom to express yourself freely. It matters.
That's really how they were. It's how they were. And a lot of times there are some things that I cannot even relate to when people say things about, oh, my parents did this, or I would obviously, I honestly cannot relate to it, but it is a lot different. Right? My dad would always encourage that you speak your mouth and speak what's on your mind. Before my mom always encouraged that you ask questions. Let them ask. If you don't know the answer to their question, tell them. So yeah, I'm grateful for the parents I have. What can I say?
So basically, since you started in the in all that, what has been the biggest problems you have encountered in Nigeria?
I think that to a large extent, people are of the opinion that if you're in the media, there are certain things that you must do, or certain things that you wouldn't mind doing. But it's not completely correct because people sometimes expect that you separate the job from the personality. But if you look at how the media has evolved, you cannot necessarily do that. People are now actually media personalities.
Right.
People are famous. They're being called upon to mentor people. They're being called upon to share other aspects of their lives because these are the things that make up their personality. And so it's very difficult to do that. So sometimes, because I'm somebody who is of strong faith,
mm-hmm.
you know, people sometimes try to make it look like, oh, well, there's some lines that you need to draw around certain things. But I think that it's much better now, I believe, than it was. And that's because one perhaps needs to be a bit more daring, you know, and choose not to be cowed by popular opinion.
Mm.
Certain things. So I think that has been the biggest challenge. I'm really not one to attend some kinds of events, you know, and so to an extent that looked like it was going to be a problem. But thankfully, the managements of the companies I have worked for over the years have been very understanding, you know. So it's like, oh, because we know the kind of person that you are, it's important for you not to lose yourself or anything like that. So it's okay if you are excused from some of these things. And that has been definitely appreciated. So yeah, that's basically it. Yeah, and of course, sometimes the few insults that people tend to throw your way if they don't like what you're doing, you know, they're calling you out on social media. But I think it comes with the job. So I try not to take it too personally, you know. So, and if I feel like I can't deal with that, I just use the block button.
Oh, shit. That has been the, I don't know, the most effective feature they put on most social media platforms these days.
To an extent, I'm not, I don't feel good that I have to, you know, but there are people that I have blocked, you know, on impulse, and later I'm like, okay, now that I feel better about this, I need to unblock them.
Oh, really?
You know, so that also happens. Yeah.
Aww.
Because, I mean, people also change. Their opinions and their views also change over the... I mean, there are people that I have actually seen. Somebody I had followed and I had blocked, rather, on Twitter. And over the years, I saw his few screenshots of things that he had said. And I realized that his opinions and perspectives had kind of changed. And so there's... You know, it's not like it all the time. I'm not that short tempered.
You don't have to be up tempered, though. You don't have to be up tempered to block people. You just, sometimes you might just want to keep your space serene and safe. You don't want negative or bad energy, and it doesn't mean you're necessarily up tempered. Yes,
temperamental. Yeah. True.
So, are there any other problems?
Just an example,
that
I guess.
Are particular or peculiar to the industry? So, that, apart from ones you mentioned that you've encountered,
I think that generally speaking, both as an entrepreneur or as a creative person or as somebody who just works or lives in Nigeria, you almost have to work twice as hard as your American or your British counterparts. You have to put in a lot more work, particularly because the environment and the terrain is not as structured or as organized as these other places. You know, so whether it's with regards to accessing opportunities, for instance, or if it is with regards to accessing maybe even funding or money for ideas, or sometimes even the people, you know, that might need what you are producing the most, getting what you have across to them. There's all of these challenges. Sometimes it's even in government policies, you know, or people just choosing to be roadblocks by themselves because they have a family member that will do X, Y, or Z. Sometimes it's with regards to collecting money from who you have done a job for, and they are stalling and stalling and stalling.
So, I mean, everything, like, yeah.
All of these things are so challenging. But yeah. I think that from a place of faith, it's like, okay, I choose to look on the bright side, you know, it is well, is what we say all the time, right? And even, you know, as a Nigerian, there's that old thing of, oh, the Niger spirit, never say die. I have to keep hustling, I have to keep pushing. So these things just help us forge ahead and not rest too much on what is not working. So we feel like, okay, you know what, I have experienced this or I have encountered this, but it's not going to make me rest or anything. Instead, it will spur me to want to do better. So all these things exist. They exist literally everywhere, you know, and they are challenging, to be honest. But we choose not to count losses, right?
Mm. So what are the things that you'd say gets you really mad about the situation in Nigeria? Like maybe three things.
I think that the number one thing has got to be the inability of particularly the president to be more assertive about things that are happening. Yeah. Because like you are the president, you know what I mean? You can say something and it is law, you know? But I think that the president is a bit too lax. I don't know if it's a personality thing, but I mean, he used to be a general, and I know that generals are tough people. I think he has a lot of power that he may not be using. He's the president, and he used to be a general. One would expect that, as someone who used to be a general, who would give orders and commands that were followed, you know, that he would not be a general again. Let me be careful here. But, you know, activate the powers that he has as a president to give orders and make statements about things that are happening and have these things stop happening, addressing these issues, you know, and being as assertive as can be and as vocal as possible to show people that he's not just a walkover, you know.
But he's, so I feel like he's a mastermind in terms of he knows what he's doing. He's trying to be quiet for a reason because, I don't know, from the news, we are all complaining about people, the killings, people dying due to the attacks of the Fulani herdsmen. And yeah, he's promoting the herdsmen settlement across Nigeria. So what do you then think about that? Like, it's clearly planned. He's not being quiet because he's dumb, so to say. I feel like he's clearly planning it out and he's like, everything
is okay. That is scary because it's best when somebody speaks and you kind of know what they're doing, as opposed to them not saying anything and you're seeing some weird action. That is scary, you know, which is why we need him to please open his mouth and speak. You know what I mean? And so maybe it behoves, you know, people around him, his cabinet, the vice president, and every person that has his ears, you know, to make sure that they insist that he open his mouth and that he speaks. That's on one hand. On the other hand, and this might be a defeatist thing to say, but after 4 years, you know, he's no longer there. So it's trusting God, hoping and praying that, you know, we are together as an entity until his term is done. like, what do we do? You know, we can only pray and trust God that things work in your favor, regardless of what's happening. But that definitely really, really bothers me. So that's on one hand. I also think that on another hand, I think our generation, one other thing that really just makes me unhappy is how our generation has embraced this culture of selfishness, where they're like, oh, do you love yourself and don't care about anybody. You know, there's something that we are starting that we may not be able to sustain. You know, people are becoming lesser. People are becoming unloving. People are becoming way too self-centered. People are sharing information on social media that is characteristic of people who are supposed to love each other. You know, people, there's a gender of selfishness that is being pushed, which really is not progressive, to be honest. So people are saying stuff like, do you, your happiness is all that matters. Don't care about what the next person says. And I don't think that is correct. I think that to a large extent, the decisions that I take and make will have an effect on the next person. So I need to be a bit more considerate when I'm acting. You know, but people on, particularly on social media, you know, I don't know what the reality is offline. But there's a lot of people who exist on these platforms anyway, who are taking in all this information and are maybe practicing it in one way. That really bothers me. And I think that we need to stop that. We need to love each other more because we are all we have, to be honest. Yes, let's what you stop said, spitting vile.
Yeah, I agree. When you said that, I thought you meant So people see what is happening and yet they don't want to take actions. They care less. They probably want to travel out of the country and leave Nigeria because they
care
less.
That we actually try, to be honest, I think Nigerians actually try to be vocal about stuff. But that's also going to maybe, you know, another point that really upsets me. You know, with regards to people deciding to be selfish, there is also an agenda of political correctness which is being pushed. You find that some of the most popular people sometimes are because of vested interest or because of their affiliations, mm-hmm. they don't want to say something that will make them, you know, be blacklisted in right. certain communities and gatherings. And so that puts us in a very weird place, you know, just because some opinion, just because if I align myself with this or that thing, I'm going to be accepted in a certain circle. People are choosing to either talk about stuff. And that really, really does bother me. But I think that when it comes down to it, when it comes to things like maybe corruption, when it comes to things like maybe our traditions as Nigerians or whatever, I think we do try. And the fact that we all really do want a better Nigeria, we can't all think the same, to be honest.
So then you're saying that one thing that's lacking amongst like people that have a lot of influence is integrity, because it's only integrity that can determine whether or not you're going to stand for what you will determine whether or not you stay for what you stand for, if that makes sense, as opposed to being pushed to a direction and wanting to, you know, say the popular or opinion.
It goes beyond integrity. For some people, because of the things they have been exposed to, they try to make absolute statements or they try to form alliances because of these things, whether as a way of showing that they are exposed or as a way of showing that they are free thinkers. You know, they choose, okay, this is the popular opinion right now and I can express myself in this or that way. That bothers me, you know. No thanks to the Western ideologies as well that have also affected us here in Africa.
Yeah.
But I think that also contributes to why some things are the way they are. Because you find that because some people want to do certain things, maybe outside this country, they feel the need to identify with certain ideas. As people decide to share some of these opinions or choose to be politically correct because they either want to show that they are free thinkers or that they are exposed sometimes, or of course because they want to maybe identify with a particular group of people or community or whatever, they then choose to follow that opinion, which may not be right, but you know, again, because of vested interest and whatnot, and perhaps what they stand to gain, they choose all of these paths. And so that bothers me to a large extent, because again, it further drives, you know, this whole every man for himself type thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how far we can go with that, to be honest.
So how are you working on changing or solving some of these problems? Because we're all nobody's going to solve it if nobody takes a decision to solve it, right?
True.
So we're our solution.
At the end of the day, I mean, to be honest, one can fight for as many issues, you know what I mean? So I try not to be too vocal about some of these things that I don't like, you know.
Why?
And that's because sometimes it's just not worth it, because you know that you're going to get a lot of backlash, right? So it's me just safeguarding myself generally from the conversations online and all of that. So I'm blocking my mind from all of these things and I'm trying to work out just keeping myself sane.
Strategic about it, because if you're shying away from talking or using your voice, then you're basically saying let this thing continue or as it is. Because whatever I try, sometimes like whenever I have this fear in my heart, the way you brought it out, whenever I have this fear in my heart, I think of the great in this world. They all went through a backlash or the other. There's an ongoing situation.
Sure.
Like that. at the moment with a family, and guess what? That family, they are all getting backlash. But guess what? They don't have been liberated by just the story that was told.
So
if like you don't take the stand and if you don't take the stand against the fear in your heart, that fear will cripple your words, cripple your mindset, and all that.
True. Thank you for that. That's true. Very true. Thanks for that. I'll do better by God's grace.
No, but you also do a lot from what I said. You also do that's what I wanted to learn, and others who are listening to also learn and know more about how they can also take actions.
I was saying that one can't fight every battle. Some misread, some you may not have enough information about them. So instead of perhaps spewing misinformation or half truths or whatever, it's best to maybe just keep quiet and just watch until you have a solid or formed opinion on those things. But sometimes there's still, I also quite believe that there's still some battles that you should not fight. One still needs to choose the battles carefully.
I agree. Hey, that's used. So
it's fine, I think.
I was going to say, what are the three things? So there's this new segment we started this episode, or this season rather, and it's declaring the three things you want to change in Nigeria. So what are the three things you want to declare to be changed in Nigeria, like probably in 10 years?
In 10 years, I declare that power gets better. Power has to change. We need more light. If we have electricity, there will be fewer crimes. There will be fewer people on the roads. There will be less traffic. And people are going to be slightly more productive, to be very
honest. And they have an electronic train system that would also reduce people on the road.
You understand? Yeah. Like, we need better transportation. See, three is too small a number. But I think electricity, I really just trust God that it gets better. I'm hoping that we are less tribalistic. I really want to see, more love across cultures, across tribes, across tongues and, states. That is one thing that I also want to see more of. People need to be more accommodating of whoever it is that they are, sharing the same space with, whether geographical location or whatever. There's got to be really need that at this point. That is what I'm looking forward to. And I think lastly, I think I just want to see more young people just flourish. Young people just be great, just be really awesome. No bad blood, no trying to talk down on someone, or not discourage someone or demoralize them,
And that's anything like that. I think it's a root problem. I think it's a root problem, meaning that when you're already a child, you're getting backlash from your parent or whatever, and you see this happening with your siblings or your cousins, and then you enter the world, maybe your first entry to the world is your school, and you see it happening with your teachers, and then it just grows on and on and on, and then the cycle continues.
I think that we need to be better. Our generation needs to do better. Our parents' generations have come, and they're old now, and so it's on us to change whatever narrative we didn't like about their generation. We have reached stages of our lives where we are more exposed, where we are we've gotten more knowledge, right? We have better judgment to an extent. So we shouldn't continue the narrative of, there's always competition. You compare this person to the next person. Let's not continue that. Let's change from even our peers. If someone wants to do something, if you can help them, go ahead and help them, and don't intentionally make them suffer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Our generation needs to do better. Particularly because you find that people have said, they didn't like how X, Y, Z happened to them when they were growing up, but we need to change that from now and not continue that and act like, whatever, there's nothing I can do about this. So that's how I think we can change this root cause problem.
So what would you say about the biggest impacts in your line of reasoning? Is it the books you read? And if so, what books do you want to recommend for us? Or is it videos or what? So that we can also do that mentally.
Quite honestly, to a very, very large extent, I think it's my upbringing that's had the most impact on, you know, on me. My upbringing and my faith. Those two have had tremendous impact on my faith, on you know, how I have turned out. I also think that the things that you open your mind to are important. To a large extent, if I'm consuming content that is not good for me, I know that it's not good for me. I have to be honest with myself and say, Bella, this thing is not good for you. Step back. And so I think that can help. You know, be honest with yourself. If maybe you are reading something, you're watching something, or listening to something that is not good for you, don't try to make excuses for it. You know, be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
So just because other people are doing it does not mean you should do it. You know, be honest. This is not for me, I beg. I'm not doing it. I'm out. Yeah, that has really, really helped me. Also, I think that the kind of people you surround yourself with as well play a very big role in how you reason. So the kinds of friends that you keep, the people that you follow on social media, form you know, a very large base of the kind of person that you are. So one needs to be careful with the kinds of friends that one keeps. I mean, I can't say I have read books that have really just, you know, turned my life around or anything like that. I have read a few. I've read a few, to be honest, but I can't say, oh, well, you know, it's these kinds of books that have done this or that to me. I really can't say
that. All parents listening, you have heard it. You have to be conscious in the way you train your children, right? I mean, that's the first.
Absolutely. I mean, I think children will still choose to be, you know, what they want to be, which is why I said you also need to be honest with yourself. What kind of, after your parents have tried to bring you up, what kind of child do you want to become? Do you want to be an anyhow child? Yeah. So there's a path that you
individual have to play. So thank you for joining the podcast. So if anybody wants to follow you on Instagram, Twitter, your site, you have a site, right?
It's still in the works. When will this be published?
All right, no problem. So please, your social media handles and every other, maybe your email.
So yes, I'm everywhere at Bella Rose O, as in BellaRoseO. That's my handle on Twitter and Instagram. And of course, once in a while, Snapchat. Also, check out my alter ego at Not Bella Rose.
Are you serious? Okay, I'm going to check that out. All right, now I'm going to say that for the first time. That's interesting. I should go check that out. Okay.
I think that you should.
Thank you. That's an interesting name to Not Bella Rose. Okay, now. All right, Bella. Thank you very much for joining the podcast.
I was also talking to you. Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time.
God bless.
Yo, before I say anything, I really want to apologize. I really do want to apologize, my people. I'm so sorry. In case it's not obvious, I'm apologizing because of the audio in this episode. Even in other episodes this season, it's been quite annoying of late, and I can't say anything but to apologize. The network in this episode was quite crappy, but I just made sure that it was at least bearable for you to listen while editing. So if you have any feedback that you think you would like to leave, feel free to leave your feedback with by a voice message by going to our Instagram page, that is at the Fisayo, or rather at the Big Dreamer _, at the Big Dreamer _ on Instagram. You can go there, click on the link in the bio, you'll see the voice message. So you can leave a feedback based on what you've learned, what you want to discuss, or your feedback basically on the podcast. So please, I'll be waiting to hear your feedback. And if there's anything Bella Rose said that resonates with you, you can also leave that as a feedback. Or yeah, if you have any questions for her, you can also leave your questions through to using or leaving a voice message, I'll make sure she listens to it and she can also respond to your questions in future episodes, along with my other guests I've had. So I've had 5 episodes this season. I had 13 episodes last season. You should go listen. Is it 13 or 14? I think 14. So you should go listen to all of them. I'm happy that Bella Rose joined this podcast, even though the network made me cry. Almost cry. I didn't cry literally, but I really wanted to cry. It was quite frustrating by people. Anyways, so yeah, that's it for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you were inspired. One thing, like the title says, that she said is for people to be less selfish. I feel like my podcast with her was a little bit different. She took us deep into our reasoning and our mindset towards life generally. Even when I asked that question about Nigeria, you could see that she was more focused on the people, because who are Nigeria? Well, what or who is Nigeria? It's the people itself. So people need to be less selfish. People need to think of other people. At least if the 19 million or 180 million Nigerians are not selfish, then we'll have a different Nigeria, trust me. And I will have, every time I listen to these people talk, I always personalize it. I feel like some other things you need to work on yourself, really. And one of the things she said is just being there for people, supporting people. It all boils down to not being selfish. So yeah, I will be waiting to listen to your feedback. I don't know why my voice keeps stuttering. Anyways, guys, if you haven't followed me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube and every other juicy place I am on, please do follow me at The Fisayo. That is T-H-E-F-I-S-A-Y-O, The Fisayo. I do a lot of travel content, tourism content. I'm a tourism development advocate in my other, as Bella Rose would say, my alter ego. I'm not, this is not my alter ego, but in my other part of my social media life, I'm a tourism development advocate. I say this because on podcast, I do more of like inspiration, motivation, self-help, something like that. Not really tourism development advocate. However, I've invited a few tourism people to speak on some other topics, especially in my first season. So you should go listen to the first season if you're interested in travel and tourism. So yes, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Please give us 5-star ratings on Apple, Spotify, or whatever you're using to listen, because we are everywhere. Please give us ratings, 5-star. Ejobiko. And yes, I believe that's it. Yes, subscribe if you haven't subscribed. And till next week, do not forget to stay awesome, stay inspired. Peace.